Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Thursday, October 17th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: Brexit deal reached, if it can pass Parliament. New GM contract has $7.7 billion in investment and key union wins. And Netflix says competition's okay in a growing streaming pie. Leading today's news: efforts to hammer out a Brexit agreement suffered a serious blow overnight after the Democratic Unionist Party said it could not support the deal as it stands. DUP support is seen as crucial if Prime Minister Boris Johnson is to win Parliament's approval for the deal in time for his October 31st deadline. The news comes as Johnson heads to an EU summit seeking approval of a tentative withdrawal agreement. In fact, UK and EU negotiators just agreed to a deal, sending the pound soaring to seven-month highs against the dollar. But the key is whether the new Brexit can pass Parliament. In other news, a new tentative deal between GM and the UAW covering more than 46,000 workers includes key union wins, along with a pledge to invest $7.7 billion into U.S. factories, according to the Wall Street Journal. That move would create or preserve 9,000 jobs, and an additional plan to invest $1.3 billion near its Lordstown, Ohio plant would create another 1,000. The deal also includes wage hikes, bonuses, and other worker demands, along with plans to shutter idle plants. The UAW strike at GM will continue until union leaders vote. Netflix jumped double digits in post-market trade after its Q3 earnings showed a rebound from poor subscriber results in Q2, even while it hinted toward hotter competition in the coming quarters. The company added 6.77 million net subscribers versus last quarter's 2.7 million, and said forward guidance accounted for pressure from upcoming services such as Disney+, Apple TV+, AT&T's HBO Max, and NBC's Peacock. But the potential market is large, Netflix said, and we are small compared to linear TV. Nestle said it will start a new stock buyback program in January and may complement it with special dividends seeking to return as much as $20 billion to shareholders by 2022. The news comes as the company also reported YTD sales rose 3.7%, in line with analyst estimates helped by Starbucks-branded coffee for Nespresso machines and Purina pet food. Nestle also signals it is ramping up its M&A focus as it unveils a new management group to seek out growth opportunities, and said it is restructuring its bottled water unit, where YTD sales have slipped, to focus on faster-growing brands such as Perrier and S. Pellegrino. Tesla has been approved by China's industry ministry to begin production at the $2 billion gigafactory the company is building in Shanghai, the first fully foreign-owned car plant in China. Tesla plans to produce at least 1,000 of its Model 3s per week from the Chinese factory, which reportedly could be up and running within weeks. The new factory will give Tesla access to China, the world's biggest car market, and help the company avoid higher import tariffs that are imposed on cars made in the U.S. Apple said 55% of iPhones introduced in the past 4 years are running iOS 13, an important metric because users typically upgrade to new iPhones after 4 years. The company shared the data on its website for third-party developers, also reporting that 50% of all iPhones are on iOS 13, while 33% of iPads are on iOS 13. Johnson & Johnson has reportedly offered to pay $4 billion to settle all claims accusing it of contributing to the opioid epidemic, a deal that likely would please J&J investors since analysts had estimated opioid litigation could cost the company $5 to $10 billion to settle. If completed, the deal would resolve more than 2,000 lawsuits by states and local governments alleging that J&J's marketing of pain drugs fueled the opioid crisis. Luxury chain Barneys New York has a deal to sell its assets to Authentic Brands and B. Riley Financial in a stalking horse bid amounting to $271 million. All Barneys stores are designated for closing, but the deal could lead to Barneys shops appearing in Saks Fifth Avenue stores. BlackRock is the largest shareholder in Authentic Brands, which controls more than 50 brands including Nautica, Aeropostale, Elvis Presley, and Nine West. The EU has issued an interim measures order on Broadcom, giving the company a 30-day ultimatum to stop suspect sales tactics. The company is ordered to stop applying certain exclusivity provisions contained in agreements with six of its main customers based on preliminary findings from an ongoing investigation. Broadcom is seen as a test case for a policy that could have serious implications for companies such as Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Google that have been targeted in Europe over anti-competitive practices. The head of Facebook's Libra project said he still expects to get 100 banks and financial firms on board once regulatory concerns are addressed. Libra chief David Marcus told a panel at the IMF conference yesterday that 1,600 entities globally had initially expressed an interest in joining the project, so Libra should have no problem reaching its goal of launching with 100 members. Facebook's attempt to establish a global digital currency has suffered severe setbacks in recent days, abandoned by the likes of Visa, MasterCard, PayPal, Stripe, eBay, and Booking. WeWork owner WeCompany is setting a special panel of two directors to consider competing proposals for a $5 billion rescue, Reuters reports. The purpose is to ring-fence the deliberations from the influence of SoftBank, its biggest shareholder that's proposing one of the rescues, a debt and equity investment that could end up giving it control of WeWork. SoftBank's plan is competing against one from banks led by J.P. Morgan. In either case, the $5 billion is sorely needed, as WeWork could run out of cash by the end of next month. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures are all set to open in the green, with crude oil and gold slightly down. On today's economic calendar, initial jobless claims are out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.